If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's Sunday morning with me, Wendy Snyder, and I just want to give you an example of the power of WGN Radio. There was a story. I subscribed to Patch.com. And Lauren Trout broke this story. I read it, and it said, a Tinley Park woman and mother of two says she's lucky to be alive after a medical emergency on Christmas Eve 2025 and owes it all to the person who made that one call to 911. Joining us now is Stacy Duransky. Stacy, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to tell you, I subscribed to Patch.com. I got this story, and I reached out to my producer, Neil, and I said, we have to book Stacy. And then I heard you on the Lisa Dent Show. And tell your story to people who may not have heard you on Lisa's show. And we also have an update, which I'm excited to share. So first and foremost, Christmas Eve, you were at a gas station in Tinley Park, 194th and Harlem Avenue, and what happened?
I went to go vacuum out my car in preparation of putting in my daughter's car seat and cleaning out my trunk for Christmas gifts, and I started vacuuming out the front seat, moved to the back seat, and next thing I know, I was in an ambulance.
All right. Now, how scary is that? You're in an ambulance. You have no idea what's going on. You're pregnant, and that's all you kept telling the paramedics, right?
Yeah. Yes, they asked if I had seizures, and I just remember yelling, I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant. So I was afraid that they were going to give me something.
Right.
My baby.
Exactly. I would be afraid of that, too. Now, they took you to a hospital. They performed a CT scan, and that was something you were not sure you wanted to do, right, since you were pregnant?
Correct. I was worried about the radiation, but the pressure in my head was getting so much worse. I finally agreed to the CT when they said that they would double shield my abdomen.
And what did they find after the CT scan?
After the CT scan, they said they had bad news that I had a brain bleed and an aneurysm that had ruptured.
Okay, that scares me so much, Stacy. You had no prior problems or symptoms or anything.
No, if I had had any symptoms or a headache, if I felt weird, I would have stopped and gone home or called somebody.
Okay, that is scary. So, first of all, how's your health now?
Much better, much better.
And they treated it. What do you need to do now to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Just regular CTs every year, following up with my neurosurgeon and my neurologist. Every year for my understanding the rest of my life.
And how's the baby now?
She's beautiful. She's absolutely perfect. She's 4 months old.
Oh, my God. What's her name?
Piper.
Oh, I love it. Piper. And you have another child as well, correct?
Yes, I have a 4-year-old son, Raymond.
Okay. So Raymond and Piper are happy to have mommy. And there was a person who helped mommy live. And basically, someone saw you and called 911 at that gas station in Tinley Park. And you did not know who that person was. You had no idea.
No,
so you came on Lisa's show. I heard you. And you put the word out there that you said, hey, you just basically wanted this person to come forward, correct?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you.
And what happened after you were on Lisa's show and after this was in the patch?
I think it was WGN 7 or NBC 7. I can't remember. There's so many radios and TV. There's so many.
I know. You were all over the news.
They said that they had a surprise for me and had him on FaceTime. His name is Skyler, and I don't think people can truly comprehend the gratitude I have for him.
All right. So 30-year-old Skyler Smith was a manager at that gas station, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he just did what hopefully any human being would do when they see someone in trouble. He immediately called 911, And you were unconscious. He jumped into action. He went inside to find a customer to help you. And then an ambulance arrived. How was your reunion? What do you even say to someone who has saved your life?
I just started crying and saying thank you.
Oh, that is so awesome. All right. So this happened on Christmas Eve of last year. Are you going to have Skylar Smith over for Christmas Eve this year? Because I think you owe him a Christmas present.
I have no idea. I am meeting him in person tomorrow, so I'm just very excited.
Oh, honestly, I am covered in goosebumps right now. First of all, I'm so glad your health is back in good shape right now. And I'm so happy about Piper, and Raymond's happy that you're around. And I mean, what did Skylar say? I can only imagine.
He just kept saying he was doing his job.
That's
amazing. You did more than just your job. Because in today's world, not a lot of people would have stopped and done something.
Yeah. Well, I hope people can learn a lesson. If you see someone in trouble, you know, I don't know how to do CPR. I wouldn't know what to do. But all you have to do is, everybody has a phone, call 911 and get help. Stacy Duransky, I am so happy to hear you and your kids in the background, huh?
Yes.
Just congratulations. I don't know what else to say other than I'm so happy Skylar Smith has been located. 30 years old, does a great job, saved your life, and now you're going to go on to have many, many Merry Christmases in the future. Congratulations
to
you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you reaching out.
Absolutely. Thank you for talking to us. That is such a feel-good story. I love it. We all have to help one another. We certainly do. And good Charlie Puth, one call. That was perfect for this segment. And I bet Lisa Dent is going to have her on to give an update as well. It's the power of radio, people. It's 720 WGN.